I see that whatever the house is controlled by now will change as people die, right?
Yeah, it's going to change. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Device Roy.
No. Bob, here's what you don't know. That the number, the house is not being settled yet.
Mm.
The Republicans may have taken the house at all.
Wow. And I did post, yeah, I took the old line that Ian said the House will stay Democrat because Trump needs opposition. I took that line.
And we like that. We like that because when the worst case scenario is when Trump first got elected, they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they didn't do one goddamn thing. They didn't do anything.
Right.
They could have done everything, and they did nothing. It's the stupidest thing ever. So you need something to blame on why we're not going to do anything. That's good.
So that's the you give the Democrats the control of the House. That's your alibi.
Okay. We like that.
Is that what
you're saying? We don't really care. They're not doing anything anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
I know, but what did you say is you got to blame something. So what are the candidates for blame then? What scenarios are possible?
Just the condition.
Of what? Washington? The condition of Washington?
Well, not Washington.
What? The condition of the people? Of the members of the legislature?
Maybe.
Okay, so is, as Beter would say, and maybe Luce, the reason the Democrats and Republicans do nothing because they have no money to work with. That basically the problem?
No. Money's not the problem. They got no power. Money's relative. Power is the issue.
And they see technology, the technocrats have the power? The big tech?
Maybe. Well, okay, Bob, your words aren't holding any volume because you take the Democrats who just spent $100 million to unseat Lindsey Graham and it didn't work. Okay? They spent $100 million, real money, to take out Lindsey Graham and it didn't work. They spent $60 million to take bitch Collins, Audrey Hepburn, come on, Golden Pond, to take her out, and it didn't work. She still won. It's ridiculous, Bob. These people bowed out and were scared, and Mitch McConnell, I'm in a big race. Help me, Holy Ghost, I'm falling. I'm falling, and I can't win. Because of this big money, and they win anyway. That's because the tech buyer decides who's going to be in there and who's not. They're going to run this the way they want it. So spend a little money. So the people who made the money is you, Bob, because you're going to help sponsor this condition so they can pay you percentages on the money that they wasted, You can be pussy with the Sopranos, who collected all of the refuse, the money they throw in the garbage, you can sweep that up. That'll be fun. You like that.
So that was the symbolism of he being our neighbor right next door on City Island.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
We were talking about Biden wasn't going to be president no matter what. Okay, right now, the headlines are...
We didn't say that. We said there is no realm or reality in the future that includes Joe Biden as the president. That's a little different. Y'all can change things, but there's no realm that we know that has him in the future that has him as president. And Carolyn cheered because she likes that. But that's not the point. That doesn't mean it can't happen. It just means there's no reality that includes him as president. But y'all can change reality. There's that probability issue, however problematic.
So the probability issue, It's very unlikely that he's going to become president, is what you're saying.
That is correct, and on many tiers. That's very correct, on many tiers. Yeah.
Okay, so this is where we go. Today's headlines are that Michigan and some other place, the judges turned down Trump's legal probe. Is that irrelevant? Because many other things will be done.
No, that's great. That's great.
Why is that great?
Because that puts him as the underdog. That's good. He's less than.
And then it goes to Supreme Court.
Ion?
No, not yet. No, you can't just walk into the Supreme Court and say, I got a case. No, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
No, you got to have some complaint. And so these other judges saying, no, we're going to cast the vote. No, we're not going to stop counting. No, you're not going to say which votes are included or not. No, you can't stand 6 foot and cross the way. Well, no, you can stand 6 foot away, but you still can't touch the ballot. No, you have to have some harm. And so what these appellate and lowercase court judges are doing are giving the in limine condition that allows for the Supreme Court to have a say regarding a position. Because, see, the Supreme Court don't have to take a case. They are their own justice, meaning they can take a case or not take a case just on how they feel. You can't say, well, I'm going to take this to the Supreme Court and make the Supreme Court hear it. You can't do that. They have to have some problem that gives a remedy. Remember the little sisters, you know, the little Catholic bitches, the Catholic little sisters of fuck you hard and the watermelon hay, you know, the little sisters. They had a problem, Bob. Their problem was is that ACA, the Affordable Care, which is an affordable or care, the Affordable Care Act said that they had to pay, Catholics had to pay for abortions and for, why do you take the contraceptive stuff? If your contraception, oh, contraception, yeah. They had to pay for contraceptive for people that worked in the Little Sisters Whorehouse. Little Sisters have a whorehouse on the Upper East Side. It's really great. It's a great place. Good prices, really clean. It was a nice whorehouse. But the Little Sisters had a whorehouse, and they were going to have to pay for contraception. Whoring is okay in the Catholic Church, but contraception is strictly against the rules. So because they had a problem that they had been hurt, they took that all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States of America to say, we are Catholics, and we think we run a whorehouse, and we think we shouldn't have to pay for contraception because we don't believe in contraception. We own a whorehouse, and we want them to be conception, not contraception. It's a crazy thing. And the Little Sisters of the whatever they are, they won to say they don't have to pay for abortions or contraception. So you have to have a problem before you take something to the Supreme Court. If you don't have a problem, they're not going to hear your case, typically.
I get that. So they engaged in abortions but didn't have to pay for it?
No, they didn't feel like they had to pay for contraception for people who worked in their ministry called a whorehouse.
Did they get contraception? Did they apply it?
They did not. They did not. They fought and they won. The Little Sisters, the little sister bitches of the Catholic Church. They were nuns. They got nuns. They should have worked at the whorehouse, but they're nuns.
They were part of the taxes they were paying was going to pay for contraception, and that was against their religion. So they fought against paying for abortions and maybe just contraception, but I think it was
and
abortions
won.
Too.
And
they
won. And they won. They won.
And what advantage did they get by winning? They got pregnant.
No, the story. No. The story was that their case was heard by the Supreme Court of the United States of fucking America. That was the point. You had to have damage. So in order for Trump's case to make it to the Supreme Court, there has to be damage. Well, they're in the process of doing damage, but Trump's got to poke, and then little judges have got to say, no, we're going to count the votes. We're Democrats, motherfucker, and we're going to run this out. We want to. You're not going to be the president, so get the fuck out of here. There's got to be damages. In Georgia, where he's filed the lawsuit, Nevada, where he's filed the lawsuit, North Carolina, where he's filed the lawsuit, and Pennsylvania, where he's filed the lawsuit. And Nevada, where he's filed the lawsuit, and Arizona, where he's trying to get it recounted or undone or finished. He's letting them finish the count so he can file a lawsuit in Arizona. That was because of Jermaine. Jermaine caused that.
Did you say we filed? We filed the lawsuit? You weren't saying in that list of we filed this state, that state. You weren't saying we.
That being a superfluous we, yes.
So you filed these lawsuits.
Tech body, you some bitch, Bob. You're interviewing the tech body, aren't you?
Not yet. You're not the tech body, correct?
Okay, not yet. Well, when you get to it, then we'll talk about it. But yeah, it's not good.
No, what's not good?
Oh, we're talking out of school.
Okay, have you answered the last 5 minutes of the nuns and all this stuff? Is that what the tech body talking?
That was no, yes, no, yes, no. We're telling you how to get the United States Supreme Court of the United fucking States of America to take a case. They don't have to take any case, but if they take a case, you got to have some damages. So Trump's got to create some damages in order for the Supreme Court to decide the presidency of the United States of America, because presently there's no reason for SCOTUS to say, yes, Donald Trump, you're the president, or no, Donald Trump, you're not the president. He's got to have damages.
Well, what is a damage? A bunch of corpses? What's the damage?
No. You let dead people vote. And that's wrong. So therefore, I should be the president. No, they weren't dead when they voted. They were alive when they voted. Oh, yes, oh, no, oh, yes, oh, no. Okay, you let people vote who don't live in your state, like Nevada. You let people vote who are not in your state. They're not legally able to vote there. So therefore, I've been harmed because I'm not the president, because you, Nevada, let people vote in Nevada who don't live in Nevada. So those votes have to come out. That's something that the Supreme Court would hear, potentially. But see, we're trying to ride this rampant train roller coaster down the bottom to see which one hits best. Instead, we or Trump or that campaign is just filing suits everywhere to cover it. It's broad spectrum antibiotics, Bob.
So that you're saying they're going to try to find the damages anywhere?
No, we're saying they are going to find the damages anywhere.
Well,
the travail
that
Carolyn stopped. The Carolyn, the problem that Carolyn was picking up on that she was upset by is the same thing that's causing ire for everybody. Well, half of the United States of America. They shall respond in kind.
Yeah, the people knew that Trump would start going to court.
Trump told them.
Well,
he was
what they
go court.
For,
Trump got
what
on the
they were
going to
go for were damages. I don't understand why they were going to go. What you're listing are the damages. That's why they were going to sue.
Yeah, but the Supreme Court does not have to hear it, less than except there are different reasons, and one of the reasons is there's damages. I'm not the president of the United States because of this action. So that's damages. So now you got to hear. Now you got to hear the case. So
okay,
that's
we're
all.
Talking about the judges.
That's all.
The judges turn down the cases. That's going to lead to damages.
Yes. The little judges said that you can't count the votes, and that's against the rules, against the Constitution. So therefore, clean it up, if you clean it up, this is what it's going to look like. And if you look like this, then you win.
Okay, is he going to clean it up? I don't know if he has to clean it up. Does he have to clean it up?
We're going to see. We don't know. But it's all a flopper nelly. It's all a flopper nelly right now, Bob.
And this decision about who's going to be president will not be done by January 21st.
So far, we're going to see how it goes. We're going to see how it goes. We have to be nebulous because we don't want to say too much because we're going to tip our hand. Because, see, Jenny Bell is going to get a hold of this, and she's going to start, she'll start railing against this or that or tit-or-tat or over and under. And we're not trying to start all that. We're just trying to say it is what it is, and let's see how it goes. All we said was, let's see, let's just do a recap. Bob says, Ion, who is going to be the president of the United States on election night? Is Trump going to win? We said no. Is Biden going to win? We said no. Said, okay, who's going to be the president? It's going to be decided later. Later. And that's
right.
The travail that you're experiencing now.
Okay, and the travail about how it's going to be decided.
Or not decided. Because remember, Obama was the last presidential election.
President. Right. Okay, so I think you said that the INOTs are bothered because they're not getting enough information from us. And you're going
to
change
that. No, that's not what we said at all. They're trying to suck up to you because you're the wah-wah, wee-wee, well, you're paw-paw, pee-pee. And they're trying to suck you up so they can get ahead of us, but it doesn't matter because we don't care. They were trying to be more information-gauged, but we're not going to put up with their stupid, lame, ignorant, bullshit, stupid-ass shit that doesn't have anything to do with ascension. So we're not going to put up with their crap. We're not going to tell them Ion, what's my favorite color? We're not going to tell them what their goddamn favorite color is, whether they want it or not, or whether, well, I was feeling that I could know my favorite color, but I don't know my favorite color, so what would my favorite color be if I had a favorite color and I had read J.R.R. Tolkien to see? That might have changed my mind. Did when I read J.R.R. Tolkien, did it change my favorite color? We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to deal with it. You can line them up for 17 goddamn hours. We're not going to answer one of them. Please, yourself. Whatever you want to do, we're not answering that. It's going to be about progress, that they have a question that they're really interested in, that we can help. And if they don't like it, they either need to come on your show, whenever your show is, or they need to engage. We're going to engage the people that are interested in this process. If they're not interested in this process, for example, Clinton has no reason to come on the show to listen. There's no reason for Clinton to come because he's not going to get anything from us but trouble.
Yeah.
So he's not sincere. He's not sincere, and he doesn't want to ask us anything. He's not interested in the construct or the conversation. That's not something that pleases him. So we're not going to waste his time. Yeah, that's a soft way to say that. We're not going to waste the jackball motherfucker's time. Nice. Good. We like that. That's softer.
Okay.
Love
yeah,
you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Okay. So you're not going to answer any questions about how this election thing is going to fare.
We very well may. If they're sincere about it. If they're trying to find something out about it, they're trying to find out, hey, I got $2 million in the stock market, and I don't even know how it's going to go because it's going to fuck me off. And I don't even know what to do. We'll answer that all day long if they're sincere. We'll show them how to make some hyperbolic goddamn chamber so they can go live in like Thoreau and go live in the fucking woods without Fox News, the porn channel. If that makes them happy, if they're sincere about it, that's fine. But we're not going to go run down somebody who you were stupid enough to give your tenth and goddamn stupid shit to for some Jeffrey somewhere on the other side of the world in goddamn Rhode Island that we're supposed to go dig up and find or smoke them on your behalf. we're not going to do that. Well, no, you're going to give us goddamn shit about how you can't find out which Bickford level degree of assertion that you should abstain or contain or move to. We don't care about that. Go, you know, if you're looking for something to suck, go suck Bob. It's all good. Don't worry with us. Don't bother with us. We're not going to give that any time of day. You want to have a good show, we want to help everybody. They should know now what to do and how to do. They're not going to do that. Don't put them on because it's not going to go good. We're either going to be ugly to them to a degree that you can't believe, or we're not going to talk to them.
So okay, so prepare a few yourself. Of the I-knots. What?
Prepare yourself.
Yeah, so Scott and Sheila and Trina are saying, I predicted Trump would win in a landslide for months. And they're wondering what happened. What is your defense of what that you had used to say that Trump
what
had
about,
in the bag?
What about the thing that said under no circumstances would it be decided in an election?
Yes,
that's
you
what
did say
said.
That.
That's what we said. Now,
well, why did you
becoming
say the words that Trump would win?
Well, if a viceroy is winning, then he did. He is.
He's winning in the long run, is what you're talking about. You did
no.
say that he began.
Go ahead.
Began with 49 states in Hawaii in opposition. 49-1 was what.
When you have a constitutional convention, that's how it'll be decided. Yep. States don't decide, Bob. Bob. States don't decide the President of the United States of America. The Electoral College decides the President of the United States. States
okay, so,
don't decide.
Right, they decide the convention.
Correct. And that's the reference, right. 49-1. Which
nobody
is why
knew,
we
nobody
said,
knew enough.
Which is why, well, fuck them. That's the point. That's the point.
No, nobody knew
discussing.
Enough to make that
well,
decision. Shut up.
Well,
no
just because they're stupid,
enough.
Just because they're stupid,
yeah,
and stupid doesn't make us less than. And that's the
point.
I'm not
we're saying
not
that. I'm not saying you're less than.
You're right.
Calm down.
No, no, no. That's the no. That's what we're. That's our point. If they're not going to be bright enough or studious enough to figure out what question they're asking, when we answer the question and they don't like it, well, what about this or what about? Okay, we said you had to open the can of soup before you could have the soup. If you don't have a can opener, you can have the soup forever, but you're never going to enjoy the soup if you don't get invested in a can opener. So you got to have a can opener if you're going to have the soup. So the point becomes, They should have dawned on them that the President of the United States is not decided by either the popular vote or the state vote. States don't vote. It's based on the Electoral College, which is a state-based application, but not decided by the state. So 49-1 doesn't have anything to do with the conversation.
It has to do with the Constitution. Convention.
That's correct. Which you're going to become. Well, you haven't started. We were trying to say earlier, Karen, we were trying to tell Carolyn, we're softening this just a little bit, kind of like really, really, really great butter on bread of life. You know about that? You know about bread of life? Bob, it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
You have some butter. You eat yours frozen. Don't say that. You eat it cold. You know you do. Don't say that. Carolyn toasts hers and put butter on it. You don't. You just eat it raw. That's okay, you can do the point.
What are you
is,
saying I don't do with the bread?
Warm it and put butter on it. It'd be great. It's good.
Well, what about and be grateful, did you say?
No, warm it and put butter on it. It would be great. Much more delicious. Warm it a little bit and put butter on it.
So what we're saying
you don't have time for all that, I know.
That's the point
is this becomes in well, ask your question. That's the easiest way to do this. Just ask the question.
Yeah, we only got one soundbite so far. That last bit about the states and the Constitution. You don't know when the Constitutional Convention can start happening.
Tomorrow, next Tuesday, November, whenever they get around to it, whatever they say. Now, what we were going to say beforehand, before you interrupted, was that now they're going to start the change, what we call this era before the pandemic really kicks in, it's called the chain of pain, Bob.
Right now, till 6 weeks, then it changes.
Yeah. 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah.
They're going to start beefing.
They're going to start beefing, fighting. You motherfucker, you're not going to tell me I run this. I went in the pistol back to mom. They're going to start shooting people in the face. Oh, hell no, you don't run nothing. I run this. Oh, hell, you don't. You just think you run something. General J. Trump's the goddamn president of the United States. I will burn your fucking mouth down. I'm throwing that bitch, in your ass, and I'm going to kill you right here, right now. Say he ain't the president one more time. Just say he ain't the president one more time. And then you're going to see that. That's what you're going to see in the street. In the street. And they're going to start
in the chain of command, period. The chain of pain, or whatever you just said.
Chain of pain. Because people are going to they're going to overcompensate or react if Trump's not normally elected, or if Biden is not elected, if it turns into a whole nother thing, because they're running out of time to start counting in votes. And see, all they got to do is give Nevada, who's up 11,000 votes, to Biden, and it's a wrap. It's over. Biden is the president. But then he's filed all these lawsuits, so no, it's not. So yes, it is. So no, it's not. So yes, it is. And so these little pistol-packing grannies that are featured on your Pornhub channel, they're going to get mad because they're like, oh, hell no, I'm not doing this. I'm not paying more taxes. I'm not going to invert my company back to Ireland. Carolyn, if that were to happen, you'd have to do, in order to maintain your taxable great position, invert your company to Ireland and then take all the money, sap it out of the United States of America, so then nobody makes $400,000. You'd be on relief like everybody else in Canada, and it would become a big old disastrous, fucked over mess. So it's before that happens, they're going to start taking their pistols out and going out and shooting people in the face or burning their house down to people who say that Trump's, and if you saying Donald J. Trump the president? Or say, it'd go like this. Is Jesus Christ the Lord? Yes or no? If he is, okay, good. If he's not, I'm going to kill you. You can go to Allah, 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 Akbar, Allah, Akbar, Allah, 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 Allah. If you don't say that, if you say that, you're standing there, grip. We're going to kill you. We're going to hang you in the oak tree. If you don't, if you're all right, Donald Trump's the president, all right, you can stay. If he's the viceroy, okay, that's good. You can stay. If not, they're going to get ugly. Because,
okay, I'm not getting the basic point. Are these grannies killing people who are against Trump or for Trump?
Against Trump. If you don't accept Donald J. Trump as viceroy or the sitting president, then they're going to kill you. And so that stirs into a whole other level or tier of tyranny, a tier of tyranny. And it's going to build to this crescendo. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the new SARS virus is going to kill them all dead as a sack of hammers. They're going to forget there even is a president because most of those that are vetching and complaining are going to be dead. Now, Bob, you got to know, let me tell you, non-physical is not testicularly challenged to make a bodacious claim that two-thirds of the planet soon will fall dead. You got to know that.
You're not wrong in saying that. Is that what you mean by testicularly challenged?
No. Testicularly challenged. We got balls enough to say something crazy like two-thirds of the fucking planet is going to die.
And is that during a few months ago, we were going to put up with 18 to 24 months of lockdown kind of
that's
situation.
That's still the case.
And that's the period of death.
No. We haven't even got to the period of death yet. We've done, ask Carolyn, she stalls all
this. Oh, okay.
We've
so
done,
wait,
what, 8 months? We've done eight months so far, 9 months. When did this shit start?
Yeah.
When did you start? When did you call the angels from the realm of the glory? Carolyn!
Okay, let me get some questions in here. the 18 to 20 months is lockdown, but we're going to have death in 6 weeks. But you're saying the huge death is after 24 months.
No,
from now.
No. No. It's starting about now. See, Carolyn turned it up because she got a little ahead of herself. She didn't mean to, but she got a little ahead of herself, and she said, present you now. And when she said, present you now, it's over. It's now exposed. It's kind of like if you have a demon and you say, what's your name? When you find out the demon's name, you got to deal with it. But if you don't know the demon's name, then you don't have to deal with it. Well, she said, tell me your name. Present yourself. And so when she did that, it's up. It's on. So.
So you just gave the name? Did you just give the name, Carol?
No.
Carol says no. He just gave the name, Gazelle.
Yeah, but don't say nothing because that's not good.
Don't say nothing, Carol. as usual, I have to keep Carol on track on my issues. So where are we at? A lot of fighting. So the Civil War will be Granny shooting people in the face, correct?
Well, they're going to get all wild. They're going to get crazy.
Okay, so that
could be like the German.
Go ahead, Bob. Unmute.
Oh, my God.
What will make them ready for it? Our drinks?
No, it's the condition when they open the Ark of the Covenant for the Nazi Germany, Germans, and they all fell dead, as portrayed in the Raiders of the Lost Ark thing. They got it too fast. The power's too much. If they didn't look at it and they had the amino acids in their body, that power would embrace them. And they can
so that movie
the
shows the releasing of our products.
And the killing of those that aren't ready to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, here's something. Ginny just texted, Georgia headed for a recount. Way to go, JW.
Yep. Of course.
And they are finding fibers, cotton fibers in the lungs of people on x-rays. They look like... opacities or whatever, fibers opacity, like crystal. So is that a danger for people who have sensitive lungs or for anybody?
Yeah, cotton's king, honey.
Yeah. So that's a real condition.
Oh, it is. It really is a condition. And cotton is king, and it will control. No, we don't want. See, Carolyn, we have to be careful, because in about 1 second, Bob's going to get a hold of us. Says, aha! Queen Victoria is in charge. Cotton is king. Oh, my God. Then we're going to have to listen to Clinton wax and wane about it in his drunk beer salesman capacity for days on end of how that ion came to put cotton in the lungs with a cotton mouth. You don't have cotton mouth. You've got cotton lung. You can see how this is going to go. But we're saying that, okay, a lot of things are going to start showing up in the meat sack body and the little man that cannot be overcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's malaria. Okay, be careful. It's malaria without a cure.
Uh-huh.
It's malaria without a cure. And so what's going to happen is, and this is what's, oh, God, come on, Bob, let me get, before you get too far down the rabbit hole.
The things, the diseases, conditions that are coming up, because we're doing all these bizarre things. We're making people wear masks, so we're giving them cotton bisphenoses in the lungs. We're making them clean their hands with chemicals that are poison, and they're going to get sick from that. So it's like malaria without a cure. But what I'm going to say, Ion, is I'm pretty sure our picozinc could cure malaria because then they get enough zinc in their cells.
Wait. The people on the there's a good reason that you call it the complete formulas.
The reason you call it the complete performance is because it completes you as a little man until you can arrive at your level of ascension. If they're on those products and they're on that regalia, they're not going to have these problems that everybody else is having, are they?
Yeah, and they won't have the problem.
Now, you got the good part. You got the good part. Now, here's the bad part. If they're slack-ass at it, then they're going to get halfway into it. Well, I'll take a remag once a month, whether I need it or not. Okay? You're going to be out of balance. Okay? Maybe you're Superman. Maybe you're Superwoman, and you're okay. But then all of a sudden, you wick something in your lungs, and you don't have the right amount of a total whole C, vitamin C, and the absorbic acid in your immune state body, which is the most brilliant thing you've ever made, minus helping the taste of the remake. That pure absorbic acid is exactly what you're going to need to wick and dry the lungs. Nothing on this planet works the same. You got the whole C, the clean C, and the absorbic acid. Perfect.
Got it.
Sure. That's culture, Bob. That's where the basis of education are the indemnified radical stasis of an educated world began is in the opera. And now
I know, but
even
the thing
you know that.
Yeah, but the thing is, people, we could say that there were too many distractions in New York City, cultural distractions, that made them feel intelligent or smart, and it actually blocked them off a lot with what was happening, so that Murray Gross never met a born-again Christian. He didn't know what they were. There weren't any in New York.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad, but yeah. But now, yeah, Christian Murdy would have helped him a little bit. Mr. Armstrong could have saved your soul. But, you know, how firm a foundation.
Okay, we did that.
That might
all
be
right. Here's the next question. Did the tech body post 184,000 late-night thing in Michigan area so that it said 184,000 came in at 4 in the morning and zero for the Republicans? Did the tech body do that?
No, it was 184,000 for Biden, Bob. It wasn't against the Republicans.
Yes, I mean. Okay, do it again. That's what
fun.
I meant. 108, don't talk over me. 184,000 went towards Biden out of the blue at 4 in the morning, contradicting what Trump had projected earlier in the night. And there was none for the Republicans. Okay? Zero. Did the tech body do that, Ion?
Yeah.
It posted that. Now, you say the tech body counts the votes. They don't alter the ballots or anything. They count them. So right now they've got Biden millions ahead of Trump. The tech party did that?
Well, a couple of, he's the underdog. So, yeah, that's right. That's right. Biden's got 72 million and Trump's got like 69 million. It's all good. And right now there's 3,486 more of Trump voters in Georgia. There's 11,438 more Biden votes in Nevada. There's 76,707 in North Carolina. There's 64, that's for Trump. There's 64,261 for Trump in Pennsylvania. And so, there you go. That's what they write this second, but we'll let you know when it changes.
Did the tech body make those figures?
Computer says yes.
So, what do the humans who are supposed to be counting, what are they doing? Are they typing into something?
We have no goddamn idea. They take the pieces of paper, they put them in the machine. The machine says 2. The machine says 60. The machine says 44. Okay, they take them out of the goddamn machine, and they put them in a box. They move the box under the table. They take the box, move it to another room. Then they bring the box out, they put it in the machine, and it says 2. Or the machine says 44. Or the machine says 244,655. Then they take the piece of paper, they put it in a box. Oh, get that. Oh, my God. Get the phone. It's sick body.
No, it's just the gate. It's the gate count.
Get the gate.
Anyways,
Get the gate, Karen. Get the gate.
In your sequence there, did you say they put them in a box and then they bring the box back out? Is there some cheating going on when they put the box in the back room?
Well, if we're counting, there is no cheating, Bob. We'll let you know how it goes.
I know. So they're trying to cheat, but it has no effect on the numbers.
Correct.
The tech body controls that. That's the big secret, Carol. It doesn't matter what they're doing. And
won't matter. No, hell no. We told you this going to go on and on.
I know. I got that. I understand that. What was interesting, Carolyn, I think I recall Ian saying a week or two ago that Biden will look good for the first couple of days, and then it'll switch. That's what's going to happen, right, Ian?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
it's already starting to change right now.
She's like, oh, they're going to bring Arizona back. Oh, okay, everything's okay. Okay, he's ahead in Georgia, he's ahead in North Carolina, he's ahead in Pennsylvania. Okay, if he gets those and he gets Nevada, he wins. Or Arizona, he wins. Okay, we're good. None of that's going to happen. None of that's going to occur. Not any of that's going to happen. None of that's going to happen. It's going to be good. And then they're going to fight about the fighting. And then they're going to fight about the fighting about the fighting. And then they're going to go, okay. They're going to scream. They're going to have, no, you're not going to do it. Yes, he's my president. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. They're going to run into the pistol back in Granny. Going to take their 9mm. They're going to start shooting. Are you for Trump? God damn you. You for Trump? Yes, I'm for Trump. Okay, step aside. Are you for Trump? No, I'm for Biden. Bam! That's all they can do. They can't do nothing. There's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do, Bob. There's nothing they can do. It's over.
And then they start dying.
And 6 more weeks of winter.
Well, 6 more seconds of life is what it's going to be.
Well, okay.
And 6 more seconds of life.
6 more seconds. What's the difference as it goes? But it's going to be fun because, see, look, this is McLuhan 202. They're saying that the zeitgeist is going to consume you. And McLuhan says, no, the mystery landscape is going to consume you because of the mechanical bride. Did we lose Carolyn?
Yes. No, she came back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's so the mechanical, because the, why the,
you know,
mechanical
a day
bride?
Without,
what about the electrical?
A day without,
what about the electric?
A day without Carolyn is like a day without sunshine, Bob.
Yes, but Carolyn, Ian, why not the electronic bride? Why the old, obsolete mechanical bride?
Mechanical bride doesn't count anymore. It takes electricity to work the mechanical bride. They don't have electricity. There's no electrical conducive compartment.
So why does that do everybody in?
They're no longer. Why is it? They're no longer electric, Bob.
You mean because of the EMP?
No, because they're all Wi-Fi'd. They're all Wi-Fi.
That's not electricity?
Hell no.
Then?
It's not. What's,
what is it?
What's Wi-Fi? What's Wi-Fi plugged into? Nothing. It's in me. It's ambient. It's in the air. Because what's ambient? It's in the air. Karen's on a walk.
Who discovered
Wi-Fi?
Ian. Who discovered that strange phenomenon? How did they discover that you just put your plug up in the air?
You did.
I did, yeah. Me again.
He said, just keep typing. And then I'm typing to what? There to the air.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have money. Oh, if I keep typing, I'm going to have money. Yes, you'll have
I'm
money.
I'm the greatest inventor, Carolyn.
Yeah, bless Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
While this is all going on, with, you know, to the point where 6 minutes from now they start dying, that whole sequence you just did, is Trump laughing today? Is Trump laughing?
Laughing his fucked up red orange hair asshole. He thinks it's the funniest thing over. He said if they only knew they got 30 minutes to live, they wouldn't be crying about whether or not I'm president of the United States or not. I'm not president. I'm the goddamn viceroy. I told y'all and told y'all and told y'all. And then Melania says, now calm down, dog. Now calm down. Calm down. Don't be so animated. We're not interested. Get off that Twitter. Now Trump can't even run the Twitter no more. They started bumping him off Twitter. We're gonna make him a little, we're gonna give him a little media fast. president.
Yes, God,
media. He needs a little media fast to make him.
But
look,
that's
going to
get the grannies mad, right? That's going to get the granny porn people mad.
No,
they want his tweets.
We're going to close Twitter. We're going to get him off.
Uh-huh.
We're going to close Twitter. We are Twitter. You are using Twitter's name in vain. You are maligning Twitter. So you go.
Is that the tech body speaking right now?
Yeah, y'all better sell in stocks.
Is that the tech body speaking?
Y'all better sell in stocks. You better sell that Twitter stock. Better sell it.
Right.
It won't be worth nothing. Hey, that's your thing.
What about Facebook? Come on, don't overtalk. Talk too much. Facebook? Facebook going to be shut down?
Are you ready for the answer, or is that over talk?
Yeah. Go ahead with the answer.
We haven't decided. We'll let you know.
Okay. Was the voice that was just saying we're going to shut down Twitter, was that the tech body talking?
It is, and we're done with it. It's over.
Good. All right.
Goodbye.
So, what?
Goodbye.
We said goodbye.
No.
No,
no,
they're saying
that to Twitter, Carolyn.
To Twitter. The twat tweeted. Twitted twat. Twitter's twatting.
Did it shut down right now? Did it just get shut down right now? No.
They're going to shut it down for this and shut it down for that. They're shutting themselves down, aren't they? Are they not?
That's right. Good point.
I'm gonna say you can't speak. No, you can't speak. No, I can't speak, and then after a little while, nobody's going to speak because nobody's going to be listening. Because they're like, well, you cut off the sitting president of the United States. Who the fuck are you? You know what? Why am I with you? You know what? I don't need a twatter. I've got my own twatter. I'll do my tweeting with my own twatter. I'll get a goddamn ink pen. I'll start writing longhand letters. I don't know who I'll mail them to. I don't know what service I'll get to deliver it, but I'll do something. I'll do the Gutenberg Galaxy. That's what I'll do. I'll make ink press. I'll take pieces of paper and I'll take ink indigo ink. And I'll put it down. It'll be there. And once I put it on print and paper, it'll be real. It'll be true then.
It was written in corrosive style, whatever that term is for the handwriting.
No, cursive, not corrosive.
Yeah, cursive.
It's called longhand. Hey, Bob, they don't even, the millennials, they don't even teach longhand.
They don't even know what longhand is.
They don't know that there's three humps.
Come on.
They don't even know that there's three humps in the M. Don't interrupt. Yeah. Don't ever talk us. Humps in the M, yeah.
Okay, you ready? This one? Here's a good one.
We're ready.
Yeah, ready. You have this phrase. Picture it. 1922. No, I think you say Sicily first. Picture it. Sicily, 1922. Well,
yeah.
I happened to get out the Frank Zappa autobiography, and he talked about how his smart mathematician father felt that everything had come out.
The mathematician. Come on, speak right.
What did I say?
Mathematician. Then the angel talked. He was like, hey! Carolyn, he's talking angel talk.
I did the angel talk,
Carolyn. Mathematician. You can do this, Bob.
Mathematician, yeah. Mr.
Zappa. Nice. That's nice.
Yeah,
dude.
Now, he had this idea that all culture, evolution of culture came out of Sicily. Now, I remembered, this is LaRouche's angle, is it comes from the Isle of Capri. Going way back to Julius Caesar. The major decision makers of the Roman Empire, they would meet on the Isle of Capri and make their decisions. And then I thought, wait a minute, maybe that's Area 51, the cover story, and Area 54 is Sicily. And Mr. Zappa, who came from Sicily, knew this. And that explains the power of the mafia.
From the family of the Duke of Bourbon.
Ah, you've mentioned him before. Bourbon. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a French game?
Mm-hmm. Are they Alsace-Lorraine? Are they French? We get them.
Right, that's where one of the Jesuses lived up there. Was he hanging out with the Duke of Bourbon?
Of course.
Breakthrough, Carolyn.
Now listen, listen. That's going to be. You're going to find that that travails more to Bavaria, more to Bavaria than say France. But they were so close, you really couldn't tell. So how could you tell a Bavarian from a Frenchman? Couldn't tell the difference. So,
right. So Sicily was the vacation spot of the quote the Illuminati.
That's more Gargon. Gargon more is the vacation spot
right.
for them.
So the Duke of Bourbon, is he someone who's never died?
Not yet. We don't know. He's pretty old, but he hadn't died yet. He may. We don't know. It's early. May get the pandemic.
Yeah, listen to this.
It's 1,600 years so far, but the pandemic might get him.
The known historical figures, the losers, the Julius Caesars, they hung out at the Capri, and they all died. But the one
you're
that
saying
didn't
that,
die.
The Isle of Capri, yes.
Yes. But the ones that didn't die, St. Germain, Melchizedek, the two Jesuses, and Duke of Bourbon, and everybody else, they hung out in Sicily, would you say?
Yes.
Oh, the tech body got your words. Say that again.
Mette.
What's Mette?
The edge of the... It's just a few miles north of Malta. Mette. Was it Malta?
Not Sicily.
Right. It was a little bit north of Malta. Mette.
And they were connected to Malta, the Knights of Malta?
The edge of it, yes. Yes, you're talking about geography of where they all went to fuck and drink and play and do what they do, you know.
Yeah. So,
fucking is called living, Bob, yeah.
Are a lot of the mafia guys people who don't die?
Well, we don't know. We'll have to see. They borrow power. Okay. They have their own power, they live. If they borrow power to become mafioso, then they die. Something else kills them.
Right. So this is the actual playground of both the Isle of Capri and Sicily and Meta, whatever that word was you said. They are what Epstein tried to simulate.
Well, he didn't simulate, he tried to emulate, not simulate.
Well, that's what I meant, emulate them.
Well, say that, that's what you meant.
Did the Sicilian secret Illuminati bust Epstein?
No, they were the standard by which Jeffrey Epstein was judged.
All right. Okay, how did Mr. Zappa, did he have any clue of what I'm talking about? Probably not. He picked up the folklore of Sicily.
He didn't care. No, he didn't care. He was trying to overcome his raising. He, Mr., you're very generous with that, Mr. Frank Zappa.
I'm not talking about Frank. I'm talking about his father.
Oh, worse. That's even worse. He was trying to overcome it. He was trying to outdo his raising. That's what Frank was trying to do, too. That's why he was always less than. He never made it.
Right. So Frank, the father, he was trying to overcome the fact he was in a culture run by the mafia? That's what he rebelled against?
No, he was trying to overcome the culture that said he was less than because of where he was. Because he was nothing without the mafioso. And so that became his identity. So that became what he was judged by. So that became his downfall. So that became he couldn't overcome that thing. He could not overcome his maker.
Okay, I get that. Don't overspeak.
One second. Humans can't overcome their maker. So what that means is that humans can't overcome God. That's the problem. So they can't ascend to where God is because they see, just like Mr. Zappa, that come to a place where they're like, wait, 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 I can't be my maker. That's a great, huge impetus of what Frank Zappa was trying to prove in his ridiculousness.
He was trying to prove he couldn't come over as maker? Couldn't overcome his maker?
Correct.
Good. He sure made good music out of that. Okay,
well,
so then...
that's what you call it. You're very kind, aren't you?
Yeah. The folklore of Sicily is what Father Zappa was doing and
mm-hmm.
celebrating. And
mm-hmm.
it's only... But that led... That's not the... Sicily was not the important island, is what you're
no,
saying.
No, not at all. Not
north
at
of
all.
Malta. North of Malta.
Correct.
But it,
correct.
But it
see, you're never going to hear that. You're never going to hear
don't
that.
Don't talk over me. This mistake of emphasizing Sicily led to finding out about the north of Malta.
Okay.
Which we just discovered today. Right?
Okay. Okay.
Now, how does that bring in Mussolini? Is he part of the north of Malta island?
He was a party to everything that led to a capacity of power. We'll be careful with our words because you're mocking his words, so we're going to be careful with them.
I'm not mocking his words.
Yes, you are. You will.
No, I'm not.
Once we say some, you will.
No.
This ain't our this ain't our first rodeo. We know how this goes, Bob.
Yes, and so this hidden history of the ones, the Eternals. Did Mussolini meet these people? Did they tell him about Ion?
No. They told him about the supreme. Known as the sublime. They told Mussolini about the supreme as is the sublime. Yes.
And what's that, the supreme as opposed to the sublime?
As opposed to as is the sublime. That's us.
What? Not as opposed to, then what was it? If not
us.
As opposed to.
We are us. Us.
The sublime and some other word you said.
No.
What's
oh,
that got
no,
to do with
no,
Mussolini?
Get the words. Get the words. Come on now. Don't talk over us. Don't talk over us. The supreme and the sublime. That's us. That's what they spoke
it sounds about. Like it. Sounds like you're saying the supreme as the sublime. A-S.
As the sublime, yes.
See, the blurry, you can't tell the difference. So you said A-N-D.
Carolyn.
The supreme.
A-S. That's Carolyn. She hears everything. Get a better phone.
You just now you're saying A-S, Carolyn. They disagree with the A-N-D.
A-N-D.
No, he's saying A-S.
A-N-D.
So what do you say, Ion? A-S or A-N-D?
As the sublime.
All right, Carol. One for Bob. The supreme as the sublime. See? She takes it too seriously. Shut up. I'm not reclaiming my time. Yeah, what a waste. Listen to her. Yeah. What a waste of an eternity. So what? Yeah, we're talking about Mussolini.
Who? Mussolini? I thought you were talking about Frank Zappa's daddy. What are you talking about?
We're talking about his father was deluded.
Who's father?
Zappa. I
okay.
answered it.
Mr. Zappa. Was Mussolini? No. That wasn't his father. Mussolini wasn't Frank Zappa's daddy. No.
Okay, so listen, come on. The this north of Malta, since you won't repeat the name, I'll just keep saying
right.
The island north of Malta.
Malta.
How do you spell that?
M-A-T-T-A.
Well, we don't know P-T-T-P, what you want to spell those out.
M as in motherfucker, A as in asshole. T as in tomfoolery. T as in tomfoolery 2. A as in asshole. Yeah.
Okay, Mata. Mussolini found out, did he go to Mata? Did he have a party with them?
He did. They vacationed there. He did as well.
Did he experience Ion? You said the sublime was you. The supreme is the sublime.
Well, that's what he told your daddy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I remembered that.
Amazing how you remember things.
So that is the secret, Illuminati. Those, would we call them bloodlines? Are they the gathering of bloodlines?
Oh, certainly. Everything is, Bob. Everything is because of Deuteronomy.
We all right, did I go to Mata? Did I go to Mata?
Of course. You were the host, Bob. You had the best party of all the parties.
I was the host.
You had the best cocaine. You had the best whores. You had the best parties. Crazy. You had the best children to fuck. You had everything, Bob. It was amazing what you had. You had the best.
I was what FD was trying to simulate.
You had the best dead people. You did the baby gassing. You did the baby gassing where you took menstrual blood and blowed things up. Ooh, yes. Talk you up from the nine gates. They came and they were trying to have orgies. They haven't had orgies in your house. They were trying to get to your house. They had to have their own orgies. Well, they couldn't get to you because you was fancy. You was Mr. Fancy Pants. You did all that. You had all of the princes from Versailles in your league. It was amazing what you had going on. It's pretty hot.
And what
the prince of,
was killing
the prince of Norman, the prince of Norman tried to have you killed, and he fell dead trying to kill you.
Was Carolyn there?
Of course. She was there just trying to tell everybody she wasn't a prude.
All right.
Okay, she's not a prude, though. Now, Karen's hot. Now, Karen's hot now, just so you know. She's hot.
Yeah.
She can get it. Yeah, Karen's hot.
Did she tell people how she was related to me? Did she say, indicate any connection to me, or she kept that secret?
She said, Bob is a very good friend. he's an odd acquaintance, that Bob. He's an odd acquaintance. Yes. Alas, poor Ulrich, I knew him pretty well. So,
yeah. All right. Well, next question. Is there organ harvesting in China? Are the Chai Coms doing a business of organ harvesting?
You modify your words. Are they organ harvesting? Yes. Is an organ harvesting a business? Communist countries have a hard time providing financing for the paying for organ harvesting. They do it for a queening country.
And they do it for medicine, or do they do it to eat?
It's not a business. It's not a business, but they do organ harvesting.
They kill people to get the organs and put them in themselves.
Other people, yeah. But it's not necessarily for money. It's for the hierarchy. You know how these communist things
okay,
work.
Okay, the hierarchy. Great, got that. All right. If Biden became president.
Bob, you're doing so much better. We're so proud of you.
What, since half an hour ago?
No, you're actually speaking the King's English. You're doing much better.
Okay, good. Did Epstein know Mata? Did Epstein know?
Wanted to go, but couldn't quite make the cut.
Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, what did he know about Mata?
That's where the power players were.
He knew that. And he knew that they were eternal. That's the point. They knew that you... They knew you could be eternal.
Okay.
The World Health Organization, new story. The World Health Organization says.
Who?
The World Health, WHO says a new polio outbreak in Sudan is linked to. Listen to this. New outbreak in Sudan is linked to an ongoing vaccine-sparked epidemic in Chad.
a week after the UN Health Agency declared the African continent free of the wild poliovirus. Is this one of the dangerous vaccines that we're saying is coming upon humans soon?
Yes.
Is it a test run of it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
A bad one.
Okay, a bad one. Okay, now I'm clicking on this right here. This is called a helicoid catenoid, isometric deformation. So I'm looking at it, and I guess you can see it, this spiraling interlaced kind of fat pattern. What is that showing us? In reality, that's a pretty good approximation. Is that the way that the two wire widths interact?
Similar, except they add time.
They've got time. That's the weakness. And if you don't have time, you don't have anything to look at, correct? The mistake is they're showing us something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you look at, it invokes time. So what would get the closest to a non-visual, non-time, non-representation by visual space? What geometric pattern would show that, even though it would fall short? A torus? You get my question? This one's
it's pretty good, right? It's ridiculous.
You can't do it.
No, it's ridiculous.
So all mathematics and geometry is ridiculous because you're trying to visualize what's not worth visualizing. You're not going to get to what's worthwhile.
Karen's gone again.
Okay. Okay, so, right.
Bye, darling. Thank you. We adore you, darling. Keep stomping that walk out.
She doesn't hear it. He's saying he's very disappointed. Very disappointed in you, Carol.
No, he said she's hot. We said she's hot and she can get it. That's all he said.
They say you're hot and you can get it.
Yeah.
All right. But what I call the 4X formula, trigonometry overlaid with geometry, that is the one visualization that one can work with to accomplish a pseudo-time. I think you called it playing with time when we first started talking about that stuff.
That's right.
Playing with the false premise of time. So that's the only mathematical formula worth this one's interest.
Yes, or triangulation.
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, if you apply it. But one is the convergence of, and the other is the preemptive resource two.
One, what is the one? Trigonometry, and the other is geometry? Are you talking about the 4X formula or something else?
Yeah. Trigonometry and triangulation.
Those two. So where's the geometry? In between the two?
The first one.
Or it's not?
The first one.
Oh, that's a special trigonometry, which has trigonometry and geometry. And then you so have we been taught how to interact with triangulation, or that's what we're working with when we say the 4X formula? It includes triangulation.
We would say yes, of course.
Okay. All right, very good. Now, I would like to have Ion step aside as I do a short interview with the tech body. And you do that.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yep. You say that every time. You warned me.
Okay.
You warned me.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Tech Body. Has everything that everybody is worried about in the news since the election day, all the stories, all the anxiety, all the crying and all the celebrating, is presented to us through your media? Through the tech body.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. What are you carrying on about? Everything is just fine. Just relax. You're getting too carried away. Nothing serious going on here.
why do you favor Donald Trump becoming the president?
Oh, no, we think he'll make a great viceroy.
Okay. The viceroy is a position that comes out of the Constitutional Convention and the changes thereof.
Okay. If you like that, we do too.
How are you going to take a republic and put a position of viceroy, I assume, over it? How is that done in a modern Constitutional Convention? What will be knocked off for the viceroy to replace?
You'll see.
So you're not talking about it. It's a deep secret. The boys at MATA know about this, though, don't they? North of Malta.
At the Bomb de Sumer, they know about it.
A Bomb Sumer? I guess
bomb
I better ask you to spell that.
Bomb de Sumer.
Is that B-A-L-M?
No. B-E-A-U-N-A-D-E-S-U-M-A-R-E.
Ah, okay. I think I got that. Did you get that, Carol?
I'm not listening.
Oh, yeah. She's not listening. So, Tech Body, is there any question, now that we're in this period of gnashing of teeth and grannies with guns, is there any aspects of this period we're starting now for the next 6 weeks that you would comment on it? Or are you keeping it all close to your chest?
What would you like to know?
Nothing. Not much. I assume what happens is works out for Bob. Bob wins in the end. You're working
Who?
For me.
Who?
Me, Bob. Bob.
Who?
Dobbs.
Mm, not familiar. Do you have any? Do you have any? Do you have any references?
No. I created you. I created
oh.
you. You're my Frankenstein.
Well, oh my stars! Then you're well on your. You're well healed. Then are you not?
Yes, I am. I can't lose.
Mm, good. That's nice.
Or do you have nothing to do with that part of my life?
You have everything to do with every part of your life, Bob. Where do you think those pigs come from that you lay your feet on?
Were you with Ophanel? Was I as Ophanel with you since the Ark of the Covenant?
Since Abram's Kabbalah.
Is that, yes, that's Abraham. You pronounce it Abram.
No. Abraham, Abram is not Abraham. Abram was before Abraham.
Uh-huh. What chapter in the Bible, or he's not in the Bible?
We don't really do Bible, Bob. It's okay. We don't really do Bible. It's overrated.
Okay, so you're saying that Donald Trump becomes president in your good
nope.
time.
Nope.
No, viceroy. Uh-huh.
Yep.
So it's not going to get resolved about president. At best, it
oh,
will be Pelosi.
No.
For
whoever. But Nasty is great. We love Nasty. Hey, she'll fuck. Will you fuck? Well, you can be president. If you'll fuck, you can be president. We don't care.
Okay.
You
want to
be
okay,
president?
So
you want to be president?
No.
You can be president as long
right
as you
now.
Fuck.
No, okay, hey. Listen to this. Who do I fuck? You?
We don't care. As long as you fuck, we'll see. We'll work it out. Now we're negotiating.
Right. Yeah, this way I got clarity here.
But you did try to sell your soul, but nobody would take it. We'll take it, Bob. You got a soul? You got a
okay,
soul?
Okay, got that. Listen, I want to wrap
would
up.
Would you do anything?
I
want to
wrap up with an
would
image of clarity.
Hold on 1 second. Hold
thing.
On 1 second. Hold on. This is clarity. Bob, what
yes.
would you do for your soul? That's the question. Bob,
yes.
what would you do?
What
for
would
your
I do?
Soul?
I'll get back to you on that. So here's
okay.
my clarity.
Hi.
This is all working towards a constitutional convention, so the presidential thing will basically not be resolved for Trump or Biden, but Pelosi will be in there for a couple of weeks while the constitutional convention happens, and then the new structure will be the new president, and that will be called a
yeah.
viceroy, and that's Trump.
Yeah, it may not go that far because you're morphing – the transcendental condition. So you're morphing. Because like right now in Arizona, you got 57,000 folks is the only thing that stops all that. You have other issues that are playing in the play. So if they start undoing things, these human creators, then we're gonna let the river run. Remember Carly Simon?
Yes. I remember that song.
We're gonna let the river run. We're gonna let the dreamers wake the nation.
The dreamers, I remember them. Well, that's me and Jack.
Oh yeah.
Me and Jack.
Yeah.
We're communicating on our Friday shows quite extensively.
With a little help from your friends.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, you have friends in low places.
Right. Now, are we going to move past the popularity of Joe Rogan?
Who? He's a nobody. He's a wannabe. Joe Rogan? Hey, Bob, if you suck a dick for money, you suck a dick for free. He's nothing. Don't worry about Joe Rogan. He borrowed his popularity. You've earned yours.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Techbody, or Ms. Techbody. Okay, that's it. I've had my interview. Part two, you said we're going to let the river run. That means Trump may be sidelined. That could even happen.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Donald J.
Get
Trump?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
All right, see, there we go. There's what's going to happen, possibly. I'll be working on it.
Most excellent. We're here for you. We're gonna slay Minnie for you, Bob. We'll slay Minnie for you.
Who's Minnie? That's in that movie?
M-A-N-Y.
Oh, slay Minnie. Okay, got it. I thought you meant Minnie. Okay, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
Okay.